This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Let's just speak to Sachelle Grant, London Pulse Foundation manager. Sachelle, first of all, let's look at the origins, really. I mean, what inspired the creation of the foundation?
I think, from my point of view, the foundation, or doing things within the community and giving back, is such an integral part of netball. London Pulse have always, obviously, they want to be the forerunners in what we do across the netball landscape. And giving back to the community, giving back to those that can't access netball, has always been a dream of London Pulse, I would say, over the last 4 or 5 years. And it's just taken this time, obviously, to get some funding and support and get them to be in a place where they can be actively dedicating some resources into running such a fantastic initiative.
It's almost like removing barriers for young athletes as well, who maybe might not otherwise have that access to netball as well, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And I think when we look at franchise netball, often they are, as rightly so, they're involved with those that are in a performance pathway, those that are at the top of their profession in terms of, if we look at Super League. But we need to be able to remove the barriers to playing for Pathway Super League. We need to ensure that more people can play netball, given any financial constraints they may have, or their location in terms of travel. So yes, it's absolutely important that more people can access netball, but not only just accessing netball, but using netball, using the team sport to be better people, I think is just as important.
Which partnerships or collaborations really have been meaningful and helpful in the foundation so far?
Yes, obviously, we're still in our infancy, but we have been really blessed with a couple of organisations that have really supported us. So the first one is Fat Face Foundation. So Fat Face one of our major sponsors from a Super League point of view anyway. And we've been having conversations with Fat Face Foundation through a talk that I attended and got to know a few people and just shared our vision. And the foundation were very quick to want to get involved and support us. So they have given us some financial contributions, which has been fantastic. And that's going to go towards a couple of projects that we're looking to do. We also have Flyhawk again. Flyhawk are our kit sponsor for the Super League, but also they've supported us in giving us some t-shirts and some netballs for our for some of our projects that we have coming up as well. There's also, I've had lots and lots of different conversations with different foundations that have given me lots of wisdom and support, as well as our South Region partnership team. So there are lots and lots of conversations happening, lots of support. But yes, Flyhawk and Fat Face Foundation have done a lot for us so far.
It's a relatively new job for you, but something that you've always been involved with one way or another. You're well known within the netball circles. What are you finding the most enjoyable thing so far?
Is it corny to say all of it? I absolutely love it. Obviously, coming from a pathway background, I do kind of miss some of that stuff, but I still do some coaching within the Pulse Power. set up. But ultimately, I love all of my job. I love the stage where we had to get all the trustees in place and interviewing and finding more people that just wanted to give back into, into netball and just give back, basically. So that's been really enjoyable, working with different professionals, whether it's lawyers or fundraisers, EDI specialists, etc. So that's been really enjoyable. Working with Fumi, who is, she's come on board with the foundation and just supporting me in some of the admin side, but also some of the going out there and being ambassador for us, which, I mean, who doesn't love Fumi on and off the court? And just embedding myself into the Pulse culture has been great. So, yeah, I can't lie. I love what I do.
The good thing is, as well, part of the foundation work, you'll be visiting local schools as well and just sharing that whole Pulse way of life.
Yes, we will. One of our first projects, which will start middle of September, is to run an empowerment league. And with that empowerment league, it's ideally for schools that don't necessarily have a lot of netball. They'll send maybe half a dozen to a dozen athletes along to the empowerment league, and we'll spend 20 minutes, half an hour, giving them a talk on self-confidence, culture, all those kind of things that will help them as they get older. And then we'll spend an hour and a half playing netball. So those are the things, reaching schools that don't necessarily have the capacity to support netball.
How about some of those community events that Pulse is famous for? They'll be coming back, won't they?
Yes. I think one of the things that I've realised within London Pulse is the staff team is very small, but we work extremely hard. So absolutely, some of those community projects will be coming back. We just ran a camp earlier this month with regards to, it was a fundraising event that we did, but it was so great to have 70 players playing netball all day. So absolutely, the camps will happen. I think it's just being more strategic in terms of where we do things, so we're not stretched, but we also offer quality. So absolutely, we want to be in our community. So because the foundation staff is myself with the support of Fumi, it's just making sure that the projects that we do capture as many people but offer quality. So some of the projects we would want to run our own, but we're also open to working with other organisations that may have access to the areas that we want to cover, but also they may have more resources, so we will work in collaboration with them as well.
Maybe a quick look at funding and sustainability. I mean, we mentioned it a little bit earlier, but what realistically is in place to ensure that foundations remain strong, and you look back in the years from now and just think, yeah, we've had a good one?
Yeah, I think that is so important. And like, obviously, as much as I love netball, I can't do this for free. So I need to be sustained in terms of the role that I'm doing and with any support that we have. But also, we have great backing from a couple of our investors within London Pulse, I think. And that's why they didn't set up the foundation like straight away. They needed to make sure that there was that sustainability with financial backer. But I think the more fundraising that we can do and grant applications and support that we can obtain, the more we will be able to do within our London Pulse community. So yes, I have no fear of the sustainability of the foundation, but it's really important that if we want to grow and if we want to reach our community, that we need money to be able to do that, because a lot of the events that we will do, we're going to charge very minimal or not at all for the participants. So that's where the grants and additional funding will come in.
Sachelle, it's been really interesting to find out about the foundation. We'll probably just literally touch the surface of some of the work you do and your team as well. But it's been really good to just see what London Pulse are doing, and with a bit of luck, teams around the country will follow suit and know where to call. Know where to call you.
Yes, I do have a couple of calls already. So, yes.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you so much. It's been lovely speaking to you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.